walking. Just keep walking.
Keep moving. Don't cross the line.
What else are you marching today?
We are marching here for indigenous rights and solidarity with all the sacred sites that are endangered from corporate control and fracking and hydraulic dam control, mining, oil. We're in solidarity with all the indigenous rights fighting for their lands against big government.
What's your Native American heritage?
I'm from the Winnemem-Wintu tribe in Northern California, representing the Shasta Dam issue, the Shasta Dam raise, and flooding out our sacred sites.
I'm glad you came all the way to New York City. I wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Whose water?
Our water.
Whose water?
Our water.
Whose water?
Our water.
Whose water?
Our water.
What has you out marching today?
People have to be aware of what's going on with the climate, with the change of climate, and I think we're in for ultimate destruction if we don't do anything.
Seems a lot of people are divided on the issue along political lines.
Well, I think the political lines are the people who feel they're going to, the very rich who are going to lose money with measures to control carbon emissions, pollution, and everything else. It all boils down to the way capitalism operates and the 1%.
Are you happy to see all these people here today?
I think it's a great outpouring of support, energy, and a very wonderful, popular people's thing. I think it's great.
Do people still have the power?
There are more people in the 99% than the 1%. The problem is, an issue like this can bring people together, but for them to act together is the most difficult thing.
Thanks for your time today. All the best, sir.
It's okay.
When the air you breathe is under attack, what do you do?
Stand up, fight back!
When the water you breathe is under attack, what do you do?
Stand up, fight back!
When the water you breathe is under attack, what do you do?
Stand up, fight back!
When the earth we need is under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
What's your first name, man?
My name is Sergio.
Sergio, what is he marching today?
I'm marching today for my little brother. I'm marching today for his sons, for my children's children, and for all the people around the world. It's a climate justice movement, but we see the climate crisis as, you know, save water, turn off the lights type of thing. It's a people's movement. We're here representing the frontline communities. It's actually a privilege for us to be here because frontline communities are the ones that are most affected. I'm coming here from Richmond.
Richmond, Virginia?
Richmond, California,
okay.
Where the Chevron refinery is our neighbor. And a lot of people are asthmatic because of that. And the reason that Chevron is still in business is because this world runs on a fossil fuel-based economy. And what we're trying to do is create a just transition away from an extractive fuel economy. You know, everybody's talking about peak oil and all that. That's a reality. We want to create an economy based on people, not profit. The people are valued above all. I appreciate you, for
good luck, man.
What's your name, brother?
Clay Pigeon.
I was just about to
ask you. That's okay. That was good.
You're going to keep marching?
Oh, yeah.
My people,
yeah.
We got a story.
Yeah.
We tell them,
oh, my world, this is people's territory.
I said, my people,
yeah.
We got a story.
Yeah.
We tell them,
oh, my world, this is people's territory.
I said, my people,
yeah.
What has you marching today?
Oh, climate control.
You feel strongly about it, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are you encouraged to see everybody here today?
Yes.
Come on, I'll march with you.
Yeah. Yeah,
where are you coming from?
Well, I'm from New York, Staten Island. But I see there's people from all over here.
You think it can make a difference?
I hope it can. Marches similar to this have made some type of change in history, so hopefully this can too.
What do you say to the people who deny climate change?
It's coming, whether they want to believe it or not, it's coming.
It's beyond your opinion now?
Yeah.
I appreciate your time. Have a great march.
Okay, where's your arm?
I'll give you a card.
Austin, one!
We are the people!
Two!
A little bit louder!
Three!
We want justice for our people!
One!
We are the people!
Two!
A
wife said was a little shy. She referred me to you.
Okay.
Did you come all the way from Kentucky?
Yes, we did. Berea, Kentucky.
What gave you that kind of desire to come all the way to New York to be in a march?
Time is running out. We have to do something now. We have to turn the whole ship of the environment around.
Would Mitch McConnell agree?
He wouldn't agree, but he's scum, so don't worry about that.
You know, sometimes people in New York or wherever, they look at Kentucky and it gets branded by Rand Paul or Mitch McConnell. There's other cool people in Kentucky, aren't there?
Terrific. They big problem. The economy's in free fall. And McConnell has been there for 30 years, has done nothing to help it. He's bought and sold by the big corporate interests, and he's a disaster for the whole nation, but Kentucky in particular.
What's your message of peace and love to our listening audience in New Jersey and around the world from a couple of Kentuckians?
Step out and help save the planet now.
Say hi to Muhammad Ali.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
You still believe in Obama?
Yeah. Okay, like Obama wasn't that bad.
You say wasn't, like he's done. Do you feel like he's done?
It's his last term.
Would you be sad to see him go?
Of course.
All the best.
Obama, we don't want your fracking drama, hey! Obama, we don't want your fracking drama, hey!
Where's WFMU?
Jersey City.
Jersey City, all right.
Yeah. What has you out today for this climate march? You feel strongly about it?
Yeah, absolutely. The current system doesn't really work. The rich get rich, the poor get poorer.
So it's broader than climate. It's a lot of issues going on right now.
Yeah, as I understand it, it's like six groups that have come together, like six broad themes: housing, farming, food. I mean, people are fat. People are fat because a bunch of corporations want to make money destroying our food supply.
What do you say to climate deniers?
There'll always be 1% of people willing to say anything for the right amount of lobbying money, the right amount of, you know, getting paid off. 99% of scientists or 98% of scientists agree that this is happening, that we are causing it, we accelerate it to happen. So you can stick your head in the sand. If you're rich, you'll probably be fine, but 90% of people will be bad.
Do you ever wonder yourself if it's cyclical? I know that you use that word a lot, but just...
Oh, it is cyclical. It's just not cyclical. It's never been cyclical with 7 billion people on the planet, soon to be 9 billion people. And it's not cyclical. It doesn't usually, the cycle doesn't usually happen this fast.
What's the best outcome of today? Just awareness raising?
That the groups that meet today continue to work together, because you can't ignore teachers union, transit union, moms and dads. So they start today. If they continue, then hopefully they can't be ignored.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
Just keep coming out. You actually can make a change. It does happen slowly. If we all do that in our community, small or big, it'll change the world.
Good, man. Glad to hear it.
Yeah, cheers. Have a good day.
What's your first name?
First name is Ken.
Ken, I see it looks like you're a visitor here in New York, and you're observing the climate march going by. What are you thinking?
In general, I'm very much in favor of the whole process. What I see here is an awful lot of diverse groups, which is good and it's bad. Sometimes the message gets diluted when there's too many agendas there.
Going for too much at once.
Yeah, too much at once. You like see every single reason why we should,
and
may be good.
Somebody in the know told me that they're divided into six specific groups of issues they're addressing. But I know what you mean about diluting the message a little bit.
On one hand, it's very powerful because there's so many reasons to look at climate change. But on the other hand, there's too much stuff out there type of thing.
Where are you from?
Detroit.
Are things getting better in Detroit? A lot of artists are moving there and stuff.
Yeah, we're going through a bankruptcy hearing, as you know. Hopefully we're on the right track after that. I think we have a new mayor. We'll see how it goes.
How about those lions?
How about those tigers?
Have a good one.
Thank you, sir.
Has got to go, hey, hey! Ho, 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 ho! Fracking has got to go, hey, hey! Ho, 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 ho! Fracking has got to go, hey, hey! Ho, ho! Fracking has got to go, hey, hey! Ho, ho! Fracking has got to go, hey!
What are you making here?
Halal food.
Halal food? It's great. I love the lamb and rice, man. And you got some tunes going here?
Yeah.
Is the parade helping your business? Is the march helping your business?
I guess so, yeah.
What do you think of it?
It's great.
You like it?
Yeah, I do.
You like to see people out on the street?
Yep.
Where are you from?
Egypt.
Egypt just said they'd cooperate with us in the fight against ISIS. Are you for that? I know, it's a tough question.
Yeah, it does.
Do you like America?
Yeah, we do.
Can I get 2 falafel sandwiches?
Thank you, man. What's your first name?
Kevin.
Kevin, where are you from?
Queens, New York.
Queens, you're on the sidelines here as the march goes by. Do you have any thoughts on it?
Oh, yes, I'm very pleased to see the range of age groups, union representation, geographic representation, and New York neighborhoods.
One onlooker told me there's just too many issues going on that they should have focused in just specifically on climate change. Do you think there's any truth to that?
No, it all comes down to climate change. It all connects in some way to climate change. I've seen nothing here that doesn't relate.
I did a lot of Occupy coverage, and I guess part of me was looking for that kind of agitation, and it's very peaceful, isn't it?
It's very peaceful, including the police. So what the heck?
Can things like this make a difference?
They definitely make a difference. They coalesce me individually. They make something inside my chest feel better. I'm reminded of some of the slogans like the people united will never be defeated. Let's hope the message gets this week to the people that supposedly have power. Some decisions have to be made. Cuomo has to make a decision and let us know. Obama has to make a decision and he's got to tell us. It's time to put your cards on the table, folks. And this is maybe the Kickstarter.
I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Mark.
Mark, where are you from?
At Port Chester, New York.
What do you think? You're on the sidelines right now.
Pretty good and pretty big. I was at the front of the parade, and then I came back here to see how big it is.
You think it can make a difference?
Yes. If it's noticed publicly like this, yeah, the better it's going to be.
People need to see people, don't they? Masses of people.
Yes, they do. Yeah.
Not just laptops and comments.
That's right. I agree. Yeah, I think so. They see that other people are, for what they're for, and are thinking like the way they think, you know, gives them motivation.
When did you graduate from high school?
1973.
73, man. Alice Cooper. Grand Funk Railroad. What were you listening to back then?
Wow, how interesting. Emerson, Lake and Palmer,
the
yes.
Prog stuff.
Yeah,
me too, man.
Chicago, Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
Oh, man, we're right on the same page.
Yeah.
I love that first Chicago album. People make fun of me.
No, it was
Chicago
great.
Transit.
It was the first one, yeah. Yeah, it was a whole new sound.
Did you go deep into Prague with the Klaatu and the... I bet you did.
Somewhat.
I bet you had Wishbone Ash Argus in your collection.
I had Wishbone Ash, yeah.
Uriah Heep?
I don't remember.
I guess I should do my job here. I'm talking music.
Yeah, well, you know, what the hell?
Nice to meet you.
Using, same here.
You're happy.
Yeah.
How come?
Because I'm doing something really important, and I'm here with a lot of people who are doing something really important. We all want the same thing, which is our planet to survive, to breathe clean air, and have a place for our children to live in the future, and their children, and their children. And we have to speak out, and we have to be present.
Do you like people?
I love people.
Do you like people even on the other side of your opinion? Does it frustrate you, like climate deniers? Can you like them anyway?
You know,
it seems like we
can
feel
for people
for each other,
who
can't.
Kind of don't understand, and they are like haters, kind of, and like they're afraid for their wealth to go away, and they pay me, but
well,
I try to love them anyway.
It's such a world where money is, if you don't have it, you're really in trouble. You think everybody's gotten more paranoid in the recession?
Oh, man, it's so crazy out there. There's a lot of right-wing and super religious people who are like, I don't know what's wrong. They just want to hate. They want to hold on to something strange, 1950s America.
What's your message of peace and love to listeners out there worried about things and who care about things?
Well, I'd like to say we're here for you. We're here for you, everybody. The message of peace is do everything you possibly can to not use plastic and not use fossil fuels and tell your neighbors and grow a garden and try really hard to make the world a better place.
I appreciate your time.
You're welcome.
Where are you from?
We're from Manhattan.
How about
we retired
you?
To Manhattan.
Where are you from? Are you also from New York?
Yeah, we're from Brooklyn.
I can't believe right in this moment. Is this a moment of silence or something? Oh, I'm so sorry. From Central Park all the way to 34th Street. I gotta add my voice to this. Yeah! Woo! You're a whistler. What has you out here today?
So I'm out here with Culture Strike, which is an artist collective. Right now we're marching for the displaced indigenous communities that as a cause of climate change, have to be moved out of their homes, out of their original habitat, and have to find different places to live.
And it, of course, it's of immediate importance to those people. Other people look at climate change and they're like, oh, it's something way down the road.
Absolutely. It's something that affects them, you know, every day.
Do you think a lot of people, even on the right, believe in climate change?
I think beyond political lines and beyond anything of that nature, the reality is that there are people that have lived in a certain area for hundreds of years, for generations, and the reality is that they're, you know, having to be displaced, having to find different ways to make livelihoods as a cause of climate change. My message to the listeners is that this is something that affects all of us, whether we realize it, whether it affects us today or tomorrow or within the next few years, it's definitely a cause that is in the benefit for everyone to march along with.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
This guy's sign says, save the platypus. Is the platypus in trouble?
Yes, the platypus is all of us. We are all the platypus, and we're destroying Mother Nature, all of the species. We're destroying them. We need to save this planet before we destroy it forever. Each and every one of us is a platypus.
Where are you from?
I'm from Israel.
Did you come here just for this, or do you live here in New York now?
I came to visit New York, and that's why I chose to come here now.
What about Netanyahu? What do you think?
He has bigger problems.
Is something like this something that could even bring Palestinians and Israel together, young people?
I hope so. I certainly hope so.
Me too, man. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Marching for planet Earth. We want to save the planet and make sure that we bring awareness to save the planet as a part of this major march.
How old are you?
I'm 31.
Are you a Sikh? You have the Sikh headdress on.
Yeah, my religion is Sikhism, yes.
Mm-hmm. In the Sikh community, is it the same concern about climate change?
In the Sikh community, there's a big concern about climate change. A lot of our temples, we offer free food called langar. We saw a lot of gurdwaras, a lot of temples, Sikh temples, are switching over from using paper plates and plastic cups to, you know, metal plates and metal cups. So that way, you know, we don't have as much garbage. In general, there is a lot of awareness within the Sikh community and over here in the New York, New Jersey area to go ahead and be more environmentally friendly.
What's your first name?
Andrew.
Andrew, are you pleased with the turnout today?
I'm absolutely astonished by the turnout. I didn't expect anything like this.
They always predict big numbers and then usually you're kind of
disappointed. Oh, absolutely. No, this is what the planet needs. This is what we need. We need people to show up, to show their support overwhelmingly of legislation that actually works for the people. You hear it behind us. This is what democracy is.
You think you can make a difference?
I don't know if I can, but I know together we can.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners, man?
Hey, man, peace and love. That's what it's all about.
Shout out to your hometown.
Long Branch, New Jersey, and Rutgers University, the State University of New Jersey.
Jersey, Jersey, Jersey. One world, one world, one world, one world.
What's your first name?
Howard.
Howard, are you part of the march or observing the march?
No, I'm part of it.
What brought you out here today, besides the obvious? I mean, you personally, what's your motivation?
Well, today's my 68th birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
And I thought it was a place I should be. For my family, for my daughter.
Have you always been an environmentally conscious person?
Yes.
When did you graduate high school? How old are you?
High school. I'm 68 today.
68?
1964.
Wow. Did you go to Vietnam?
No, but I certainly demonstrated against it.
Is it heartening to you to see people back out on the street for causes they believe in?
It is, but I can't help but thinking as I'm walking down the street, what percentage votes?
Yeah, will they avoid the midterms? Are they detached from the political system?
I think many people are. These kinds of things across the country help people, especially listening to younger people. I heard someone who was maybe a generation younger than me and explaining that his parents had taken him out to the 1981 anti-nuclear march, and that had made such an impression that he was bringing his family and his young children with him. So I think it develops a sense of consciousness.
You have a Google hat on. Are you a techie kind of guy?
My daughter works at Google, so I thought I would take her with me.
Are you pretty active on that computer?
Yeah.
It sure changed the way these kind of things come together.
No question about it.
Are you hopeful for the future?
I'm always hopeful for the future. I'm a psychologist, so I guess I'm a professional optimist in terms of...
Were you listening to Steppenwolf back there in 68?
Yeah, I was.
Magic carpet ride, man.
Yeah.
I gotta go.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot.
Hi, what's your first name?
Marie.
Marie, are you excited to see all the people out here today?
I'm very excited by the number of people. It stretched probably 20 blocks back.
What brings you personally out here today?
You know, if we're all going to have children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren, we need to preserve our planet so that there's something left for them. And that's why I'm here.
Are you hopeful for the future? Honestly.
Yes, I think that once you give up hope, what do you have left if there's no hope?
What about money and politics? That's what I hear from everyone. It's people from all walks of life, both sides of the aisle are saying with this money and politics, it's not good.
It's not good. And it's gotten to the point where you can only help this country if you're part of the problem, because you have to have so much money to get elected. And even if you go into it with good intentions, the money seems to corrupt people once they're there.
Do you like Obama?
Yes, I think that he was given a very hard task. And although he certainly has not been perfect, and there are things that I wish that he did or that he didn't do, comparatively, he has tried his best.
How more or less excited are you about Hillary than you were even 4 years ago?
I like Hillary. I've always liked Hillary. I don't necessarily think that she's the one that's going to be able to win the election. I'm more of a Warren fan myself.
And you listen to a guy like Bernie Sanders, and he just says so much obvious, true stuff that I like, but you know somehow he could never be elected.
He could never be elected. Ultimately, everybody has to come to the middle to get elected. That doesn't leave us many options. Although the Republicans seem to be doing pretty good with their Tea Party extremists.
You think this People's Climate March can make a difference?
Yes, I do. Because ultimately, throughout history, we've seen change come when people band together and demand change.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Can I ask you a quick question for my radio show? It's anonymous. You had a big smile on your face. What made you smile?
People, kids.
You like seeing the young ones out there with energy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Are you all for the cause?
Of course.
You just taking a break?
Yep.
What's your message to the world?
I was taking a break.
Before I interrupted you?
That's all right.
What's your message to the world?
Oh, the whole wide world, huh?
Well, the internet now, we have listeners in England.
Take this seriously or we're all going to die. The future generations won't have the earth we have now.
What's your favorite spot in nature in the world you've been to?
The ocean.
You're an ocean person. Mm-hmm. Are you a Pisces or what?
From California. This isn't just some scam, huh? This is real radio?
I'll give you my card. A WFMU, Jersey City. Do I not seem like a real broadcaster?
I don't know.
Here you go.
All right. I'll trade you cards.
What do you do out? Are you here in New York now?
My kids live here.
Look at you have a whole box of them.
Yes, I've got to give them out. It's for activists who can't get out anymore. There are a lot of injured vets. People want to do things and help with this mess that we're in.
Where do they go?
Well, for one thing, they can work from home. I used to be a rehab counselor, so I know about people's problems. You know, this is my card.
ThisCouldHappen.com. Do they have to use caps on this? Because
okay.
You have caps on the card.
Yeah, this is a real radio station. Bye.
She didn't believe me. Anyway, her card says ThisCouldHappen.com. Her name's Dorothy. If you want to check it out, I hope you do. What are you doing, man?
How you doing, man?
You're making some hot dogs there.
Yes, sir. I have hot dogs and a pretzel and a potato quiche and a beef berry chili dogs. I have New York hot dogs.
Has the march improved your business?
Yeah, it's not. Anyway, it's not my business. I work for somebody.
Now, what are these jams you're listening to?
I'm sorry?
What are these jams you're listening to? What do you have?
I have hot dogs and a pretzel.
No, the music.
The music. Egyptian music, my man. Egyptian music.
It sounds good.
Very nice, man.
Who should we listen to?
I do it on YouTube.
What's your first name?
Tim.
Tim, I saw your shirt. It's a Superman symbol with a dollar sign.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
So I'm the sustainable economist. And so by day, I'm a mild-mannered economics professor. And at night, I protect investors from evil corporations.
Should we still invest?
Yes, but only in certain things. So I help my clients divest from fossil fuels or anything that they don't personally believe in.
For corporations that are doing things they don't believe in?
Correct. I don't like to sort of tar all corporations with the same brush. There are some companies that are doing some really good things.
I wonder about that sometimes. You know, it's never good to blanket any group. And you talk about the 1%. I suppose there's some good philanthropists among that 1%.
Yeah, 100%. And I think, you know, the idea of financial or economic security is really important for humanity. Like, it's important that people do have money for retirement and for financial security. So I think people should still invest. They should just be doing it according to their personal values. Today is a perfect example that at the end of the day, it's people who do have the power. We just need to do better at exercising our voice. I'm really impressed by humanity and what we're capable of. And although some people would look at the civilization we've built and and see it as more destructive, but I see a lot of beauty here. I see a lot of love in this world. I think now we're just at a point where we need to grow up a little bit as a society. I go out of my way to surround myself with people who are positive and who are working every day to make the world a better place. And I think the reason I'm here at the march is to show that a good and effective policy on climate change is good politics. If the Democrats want to get reelected, they've got to take this issue seriously.
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
We're all in this together, and I think that, you know, as a planet, this is the issue. We're not going to wait for aliens for a common enemy. I think that it's this climate change issue is the thing that's going to bring the planet together in a way that we never have before.
Thanks for your time, man.
My pleasure.
Here comes another round of big mass applause from the crowd.
I think the best thing I've seen so far is saying that there's no planet B, because there's no other planet to go to. So we better take care of this one.
You believe in climate change, man affecting climate change?
I'm sane. Yes, I believe in climate change.
What do you say to the climate change deniers? What's motivating them?
Ignorance, greediness, or a combination of the two.
Thanks for your time. Are you excited, man?
Woo-hoo! Oh, yeah.
You're the sax, man.
I'm excited!
Having fun. Sax. Is that a tenor? Your message of peace and love to the world.
I love you.
I love you too, man.
It's an alto sax.
It is.
Yeah.
I said tenor. I knew it wasn't a soprano.
Can't we all just get along, baby?
Give me some more Ornette Coleman free association jazz. What's your first name?
Bill.
Bill, your sign says civil disobedience is the only way. Your sign, civil disobedience is the only way. What does it mean to you?
What it means to me is we had Earth Day 44 years ago. At the current movement we've been going, many scientists are saying by 2048, we may reach the point of no return on this planet if we continue to self-destruct the way we are. So for the last 44 years, I feel we've had more negative than positive. We can't afford to wait another 34, 44 years.
The climate change deniers, what do you say to them?
More people already came up to me. They told me I'm a freak, that this is a religious practice. My older son is a professor of environmental science in a university. They call him a religious nut.
What's your message of peace and love to the world?
To be honest with you, that the United States, the way we are right now is doing much more damage to the planet than good.
Thanks for your time.
Absolutely.
First of all, I like your orange shirt.
Thank you very much.
You're
like my orange bag?
Yeah, now the bag is cool. You're like styling. You're in New York.
Well, this is a very special day.
Are you from the city here?
I was born and raised in Brooklyn.
Where are you?
And now I'm living up the river. Not in Sing Sing,
Hudson,
but up
where
the
you up
there? Yeah, Cornwall on Hudson.
Very nice. What do you think today? Are you all for
I live up near Storm King Mountain, where the environmental movement actually began.
The big sculpture garden up there.
There's up there, but there's Storm King Mountain, which is where the environmental began over a fight with Con Edison, or, you know, the electrical companies,
yes,
about putting up those, and they fought for, I don't know, 17 years or
I'm
something
I'm an album
like that.
Collector, and I even have a record album put out by Con Edison,
yep,
to promote their nuclear.
They wanted to put this stuff up on the mountain, and the people fought. And
can this march make any difference?
I don't know, but I'm a person that believes you have to be where the energy is, and you live with hope.
Are you feeling it today?
I sure am. I'm here for the spirit, you know, and to give it and to get it. And
you're a smart woman. What's your message?
Well, I've been through a
right
few eras
you.
There, you know.
When'd you graduate? from high school?
In 66.
60s. What a great year to be in high school.
Oh, it was a great time
to be in Vietnam War.
I mean, you know, we go through the 60s. We thought we were going to change the world, and here we are today.
Is there any echoes of the 60s you
feel? Oh, totally. I'm so happy to see all these young people. This is great. You know,
I think they're really intelligent.
Yeah. They know what they're doing, and they believe in it, and they got the energy. God bless them. It's their time now.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're standing here very quietly with a nice sign that says New York sea level 2100. What's on the other side?
The same thing.
What does it mean?
It means that in 2100, sea level will be where the line is that is gaffer taped on my body, which is higher than 1 meter.
Why are we ignoring it?
Because we can't see it. I think that's a big problem.
The city we love will be underwater.
Yep.
Miami right. Beach.
Yep, lots of places. We don't even know if we start changing things now, whether that's going to change.
What's the best outcome today? What can be gained from this?
I would say that politicians start making some decisions that further our goals towards reducing emissions, such as carbon tax, for example, and more subsidies for renewable energy, no more coal electricity plants, working towards a renewed energy grid that works with distributed resources rather than the centralized, really old-fashioned system that we have now.
The line on you is up to the middle of us where the water would be. I think you have a good idea there.
Actually,
made me think.
I have a website, deluge.org, because I made this as a data visualization and an art installation in Red Hook as well. So I'm drawing a line on buildings to show where it actually would be.
I appreciate your efforts.
All right.
What's your name, man?
Mr. Smee, S-M-E-E-T, Robert.
What do you make of this?
What I make of this, I think it's very informative to those who disapprove of it, such as Congress. They live and understand planet Earth. How in the hell can you live on this planet Earth and disagree there's no climate that exists? That's ridiculous. This is self-evidence, man. Said like an event like this should be more than just once a year or twice, it should be consistent. To send a message, to ring a bell in Congress, to start taking charge, to start doing what they have to do.
Is it the money that's changing their mind?
Honest to God, it's the money that's changing Congress, yes, because the Koch brothers is sponsoring them, and that's enough said right there.
You love America?
Love it with a passion, because I'm an American. I mean, if Congress wasn't so anti-sociable, as far as being an American, they could see the lovely and the beauty and the beautifulness in it. Since they're such anti-American, join ISIS. That's your part. That's what I have to say. Join ISIS.
Thank you, man.
And that's for real.
What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe and Joe. You're watching the People's Climate March go by. What are you thinking about it?
I think it's nothing but a bunch of BS. That's,
you do?
Yes, absolutely.
In what way?
I don't think solar works. I think fracking is a very good thing for what we're doing because of the crisis with the gas. And that's basically my opinion.
How about you, man?
Same thing. I think that the information that's out there now doesn't prove one way or the other. And I think that the climate changes. It's a natural thing. And I think we're just going through a natural cycle right now.
You think we're divided in our opinions about stuff like
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
By politics somewhat?
Absolutely.
Like if you guys are Republicans, I'm a Democrat. Do you think I'm more inclined to pick this issue and you guys listen to your media and are more inclined to go, I don't know?
It's basically yes and no.
I guess my broader question is, does the media have the power to form our opinion?
I mean, I have my own opinion as well. I mean, I think fracking... I think fracking does work. That's just my opinion.
I guess, and you know, for me who has... interest in the Catskills, I'm a little more nervous about it because it's NIMBY, you know, it's in my backyard, so I worry about the water, you know, so but I think most people understand the bind we're in with energy.
I could respect that.
Well, you guys, I'm glad you talked to me. Have a good day.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Here's my card.
Let's go fear and paranoia.
The
I don't have none of that type of stuff.
Why are you fearful and paranoid? What's going on?
Oh, no. I said I'm not fearful and paranoid. I'm a victim. My name's Davon Lyons. I'm a victim of direct energy weapons. In 93-94, the Department of Defense agreed to share state-of-the-art military-grade electromagnetic weapons with state and local law enforcement officials. I was in New York and in New Jersey, okay? And in my point is that I was over here exercising mind of my business, which I'm still doing. But I'm thinking, I'm always analytical of my behavior. So if I'm being abused by the police, some might say, well, why are you so close to them? Because I don't care. I've been subjected to this for years.
So it's an officer right there. You want him to hear you?
No. I'm just, this is my voice. You have it recorded, sir.
What's your message of
my message
for the,
is
for the audience?
Stay informed, share the information with the community. Look up StopElectronicTorture.com, Shield EMF. Promote that from as far as you can, please, because it's a human rights issue.
Thanks for your time, man.
You're very welcome, dude.
One recycling bin out of time. Let's do it. Happy hour, $6 margaritas. Let's save the planet one recycling bin out of time. Happy hour right here. $6 margaritas. We are not moving to Mars anytime soon. Let's take care of Mother Nature. Let's take care of Mother Earth right here. Let's take care of Mother Earth. Yes. Yes.
With $6 margaritas?
With $6 lime margaritas. Go green. Get a $6 lime margarita. Yeah.
And then would you be delivered into the hand of affliction and killed and hated of all nations for his name's sake? And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will wax cold. But he that endures unto the end.
His sign says, repent, follow Jesus. Why are you holding the sign up to the marchers?
God's brought me here just to bring the gospel to the marchers. And as he loves us all, he's got...
We're all the same. We all need the message.
We all need the message, yes.
Are you hopeful for the future?
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
God bless you.
What's going on?
Right now, the march is still happening. There are easily thousands of people coming this direction. There's not enough space here to contain everyone. If too many people fill this area, the authorities have said they will need to shut it down for safety reasons.
Thanks, man.
You're very welcome. Thank you for coming.
More corporations run the world. Great big banks are here to stay. Wall Street firms won't go away. They're better than humans, can't go to jail. And Congress preserves them, saying they're too big to fail. Nations should not be bankrolled by companies with lots of gold. Votes should not be bought and sold. Corporations run the world.
You got a smile on your face.
Absolutely, I do.
Did you think it went well today?
I think it went superb. It was wonderful.
How many people do you think were here?
That's beyond my ability to figure out.
You think it can make a difference?
Absolutely. Gets people thinking.
What's your message to everybody today?
Stop and think, and stop destroying ourselves for the sake of money for other people.
Thank you, ma'am.
Feminist, porque respeto mi madre. Soy padre y bebé, the struggle of every day. Abuelita y hijita, soy la gente que grita. El pueblo unido jamás será vencido. I'm the people united and I will never be divided. I'm the people who riot and I will never be quiet. I'm the ones who rebel for those stuck in a cell. I'm the people who see we are not yet free. Cause I am the people and the people are me. Peace.
I'm putting up with this shit. The world. I am putting up with this shit. Fucking slavery.
the f*** are they talking about, man?
And that's where side one ends. I'll flip the tape. And I just thought I'd do it manually here and then I'd talk to you. For a second, Clay Pigeon with you, I gotta rewind this now and hope it works. I see the digital meter going down. It looks like it is. Rewinding to the beginning of side two. And then we'll get through some leader tape and back to the People's Climate March. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm glad you're out there. I was going to mention the sound quality. I'm in this hellish netherworld or middle world between digital and analog, still trying to navigate it. And sounds a little muddy to me, this digital show. But I hope you're liking it anyway. So I just started it. The leader tape will go through and then things will start. The molecules are aligned. I'm glad you're with me.
You're from New Jersey?
Correct.
Where at?
Highland Park.
Highland
Park. By Rutgers.
What brings you over to Manhattan? You really believe in this cause today?
Yeah, I just want to be one of the people that just, you know, don't sit home and watch football and do something constructive with my Sunday. You know? Power in numbers. Make a statement. People say it doesn't work. What's the big deal? If you go to a climate march, what's that going to do? Well, it's not going to hurt, right?
Good point. What's your message to everybody in Jersey, all our listeners in Jersey?
I think everybody that's in Jersey that isn't here, shame on you. And, you know, what's more important than climate change right now? You know, we got to watch out for climate change because we got other issues. You know, the fish are depleting, you know, the bees are disappearing. It's all related, you know, so we got to do our part, you know, and it's not hard. It's just that all these independent groups, we all got to unite as one. Liberal Dems got to stop fighting against Greens. Greens got to stop fighting against Obamacrats. And we all got to unite on one major issue, and that's the Earth. I am hopeful for the future, but I'm also quite concerned about the future. I don't think there's enough of dissonance. I think that the primary thing I'd like to mention to FMU is, A, I love the music, but people should really consider the way they eat. I mean, it's such an easy way to...
You think those FMU listeners are some meat eaters?
I think that everybody's meat eaters, you know? I ran a vegan restaurant at Rutgers, and I was arch enemy number one because I was all vegan, and they thought I was a militant. But when I was living in California, I was considered too Jersey, you know? Like, I wasn't active enough, you know? So I think that going vegan is so easy in this day and age with all the options you have. And there's no science that says any blood type. I'm a blood type O. I've been vegan for over 25 years. I think that really encompasses so much in reference to climate change and almost every environmental issue. And it also creates a peaceful mindset.
Let's go.
I appreciate you being out here today, man.
Thank you. Go Green Party.
Kind of an after party going on down
Mopping
here.
Foe.
37th Street and 11th Avenue in Manhattan.
You in the mix with DJ Sucio Smash, y'all. Let's go.
Because I'm a teenager with a little bit of gold in the pager. Looking for the product. Every nigga is selling our cars.
I noticed today a lot of little children in the march today with their parents. Once you became a parent, did it add an extra layer of significance to climate change in the future?
I became a father 20 years ago, and now I become a father again a year ago. I want my kids and all of us to have a better Earth so they can live and have a better future on it.
Where are you from originally?
Puerto Rico.
You get back there a lot?
Yeah, I go visit 3-4 times a year. I still have my family down there.
Can you give a message in Espanol for our Latino listeners today?
Debieron haber venido hoy a la marcha, apoyar el clima como está cambiando. y quisiéramos que mejorara todo, así que por favor apoyemos el planeta Tierra y hagamos todo lo mejor por nosotros y por las futuras generaciones. Gracias.
Gracias, mi amigo.
Thank you.
Now, climate justice. Now, climate justice. Now.
Occupy was. Is the heart of Occupy still beat?
Yeah. You can't kill it. It morphs, evolves, and you know.
What's your message to the disillusioned old occupier out there who thought it fizzled out?
Remember, it always evolves. We live in miracle, and miracle means we're on a holy cosmic move.
Whatever happened with Occupy, it changed the dialogue, didn't it?
It did so much change the dialogue. We put the match to the. To the government's asses, and they lent us their ears. But to me, they're still the same day. The two-party dictatorship of this country, the plutocracy of the duopoly, the Republicans, the Democrats, they're all the same, the two-party dictatorships.
You love America?
I've been screaming lately, the government, but not the people,
We are unstoppable, another world is possible. We are unstoppable, another world is possible. We are unstoppable, another world is possible.
What's your first name?
Peter.
Peter, what do you think of the march today?
I think it's well thought out.
Do you think it can make a difference, something like this?
Absolutely. Enough people want change, they'll change.
Do you love America?
I love America, yeah.
Are you optimistic about the future of the country?
Try to be.
You had a funny look on your face.
I try to be optimistic, yes.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
All the best.
It's in spite of all the bad news, keep hope and get out there and do something.
Are you tired of walking?
I am, actually. My right leg is very exhausted. My legs are tired, but I will keep on walking.
How old are you?
Until I reach 10. 18.
You feel strongly about climate change?
Yeah. Even as a libertarian leaning on the right, I feel like that climate change is really important to focus on.
Are you a Rand Paul guy? Or?
I actually believe in Rand Paul, yeah. Rand Paul and Marco Rubio.
It's very crowded down there. We're dispersing at 43rd Street.
We're dispersing at 43rd Street.
The policeman was saying, we were asking for guidance. Our bus is parking around 11th and 24th. I said, can we go down 11th? He said, I don't care as long as you move the area, clear the area. He said, that's all I got for you. Just don't be here.
Where'd you come from?
We came from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Boone, North Carolina. We brought two bus loads, mostly Appalachian State University students. And this is life-changing. This is the first activism for most of them. And it's really, really an amazing feeling, which they can't go back from. They'll never forget it. I feel the change. I'm an older guy. I've been fighting this a long time. And I'm finding more and more average people talking about this issue. I just sense a change. It's not a big wave yet, but I just sense that we're turning the tide. They have to look at this event as a statement. We're told 310,000 now is the estimate. That's a good number that people are going to have to say. We got to start making some changes. That's why we're here.
It's hard to get the politics out of it, isn't it?
Ultimately, unless we're going to have anarchy, we have to solve this through the political system. And we choose to solve it through the political system. If there's enough of us, take a stand. We're stronger than all the private money. We're stronger than all the special interests. In fact, everyone here is the most important person in Washington, if we just knew it. We're trying to tell them that that's the truth.
Thanks for your time, man. Thanks for coming all the way to New York.
Thank you.
What are you saying,
sir? We need to have a fountain system where water is available everywhere.
and not be throwing these bottled waters all over the place.
What's your message to our listeners?
We've got to change the system that allows private power to rule over the public interest.
How do we get that money out of politics?
The group I'm involved with advocates putting money aside, no longer respecting it, ignoring it, and taking our workplaces, and then we just produce for what we need, not for human greed.
What's your the cause you work for? You want to give it a plug?
It's called the Zeitgeist Movement. I highly recommend that all of you go to the Zeitgeist websites, see the Zeitgeist movies, the Zeitgeist films. They give us a chance. They give us a hope that we could build a world that is not out of control, which is what we've done so far.
Thanks for your time, sir.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
Show me what democracy looks like.
This is what democracy looks like.
What has you out here today, ma'am?
My grandchildren.
You're thinking about the future?
Yep.
You think a lot of people are selfish? They just live in the now for the moment for themselves?
I think they're in denial. It's too hard for them. I mean, my grandchildren aren't here. I think it's because they don't want to hear that the world is in danger.
We don't like change, do we?
No. No, and we're going to have to make major changes.
Are you hopeful that things like this can make a difference?
I wouldn't be here if I wasn't. It's better than staying home and putting the covers over my head, right?
What's your message of peace and love to our listeners?
We've got to all bond together and save this planet.
Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
And that concludes Dusty's show coverage of the People's Climate March in New York City last Sunday. I hope you were able to make it. It really was an inspiring event. Over 300,000, maybe 400,000 people there. And I hope you were one of them. If not, I hope this gave you a little taste of some of the stuff that went on. I wanted to play one song on the way out for an old friend of mine who passed away this week down in Tampa Bay, an old musician friend. Boy, I remember when we were young, we were kind of, maybe even in competitive kind of bands, but in the best way formed of fraternity and then brotherhood and friendship. He was a very talented, funny guy, and I was really sorry to hear he had passed away. Young guy, too. This is from 1982. The band was the Fanatics, featuring the late Dwayne Morris. Let's hear Strange Way on the Dusty Show, taking us out. Rest in peace, Dwayne. Fanatics from 1982 featuring the late Dwayne Morris. You're listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Stay tuned next for Hardy White and Miracle Nutrition. Until next time, take care, everybody, and always remember.
Therefore was a single human being created to teach you that to destroy a single human soul is equivalent to destroying an entire world, and that to sustain a single human soul is equivalent to sustaining an entire world. And a single human being was created to keep peace among human beings, that no one might say to another, "My lineage is greater than yours." Join me now as we celebrate the birthday of Adam on Miracle Nutrition. Tequila. Tarua. Ricola. Canada. Miles Davis. Later, Miles Davis. Hello, friends. I'm blowing the shofar. And now your dog is angry at me, and I don't blame them. Why are you blowing the shofar, Mr. Hardy White, sir? Because today is the Jewish holiday of Rosh Hashanah. Now let's break that down. Rosh, head. So you know I'm going to talk about heads, nothing but heads today. Ha, the. Ha means the. Shana, na-na-na, means year. Well, not shana-na, that doesn't mean year. Oh, bless it. Oh, shout out to shana-na, though. Oh, a friend of mine met Bowser and said he's a very nice gentleman, but he's incapable of posing for a picture without grimacing and flexing his bicep. That's all right. I have that, too. I'm glad I don't have a signature pose, or maybe I wish I did, so that I wouldn't feel awkward when my picture was made. A lot of people say, "Oh, can I make your picture?" I say, "Oh, go ahead," because now everybody has phones. It used to be strange, angry German babysitters that used to roam the streets of city taking people's pictures without their permission. But now it's everybody. And they take their own pictures without permission. But that's aggressive, isn't it? I went all the city taking pictures of my face. And that's why I look so angry, because stop it. Get that thing out of my face. I'd rather have a Rolleiflex or a Rolodex in my face with those fancy cameras that you look down upon. Don't look down on any kind of camera. They're amazing. I have some that I'm not using now because they're old SLR, which stands for slower. Because you have to take the film to the Eckerds and everything. Oh, it takes forever to process it. Now, you can get your picture before you want it. How many times does that happen? Like, I'm lining up a picture. Shkleek, you touch that camera thing. I don't even want it yet. It used to be I had to wait for days. And now, I'm getting the pictures. Oh, I didn't even take this yet. And now with the time travel, oh, my phone is loaded. It's amazing. Also, I'm getting lots of subpoenas from all over time. So somebody in the 50s wants to see some evidence or something I apparently have. I don't take a lot of pictures. I'm looking back at my old family pictures, deciding which ones to keep. And there's so many just empty couches and everything. I don't know what I was thinking or anybody was thinking when they were just wasting film. See, this is, make sure everybody's in that shot. And that's the other problem, too. There's no candids. Everybody lines up. So I'm gonna get everybody together. People that would never, ever really touch one another. have their arms around one another in these old family photos. Say, I can't believe Aunt Denny is touching my mother. And why are they not screaming at one another? And that's the thing. It doesn't give you a real, realistic, I think maybe, but if there was films of all these old things, they had to watch those. At least the films of my childhood, sometimes my grandfather got an 8mm camera. And he drove to Miami, and he just filmed out the window. So it's just water. I say, why'd you do that? And there's some, there's like me, I'll be waving or something somewhere in them, but there's nothing going on. You can't tell if people are living a life or anything. It's really, they're amazing. My grandfather could take home movies in such a way that they conveyed no information. And there are people, artists, have now tried to do that, replicate that style that came naturally to him. It's some people know how to use a camera, and others, they're just baffled by it. They're going, I don't even know what I'm seeing. Isn't that interesting? We all see the world differently, especially those of us who have some kind of interesting filters that makes the things look antique. Isn't that interesting? Say, oh, these floaters don't bother me. They just make everything look like an Instagram filter. It's wet. Look at that. It's been scratched up because no one's cared for this photo. Or it was torn up. You see the weddings that didn't work out and people don't want the photos anymore. I'll take them. Why? I don't really know. I would sell them to surrealists for collages. That's a lot of my business. I'll do that. I'll say, I have to find a bunch of garbage. Anybody, you want to nail it to a board and sell it to a rich person? So, we can't do that so much anymore. I have to go to the 30s to do this. I should specify about that. What's all this nonsense about time travel, Artie? Oh, I mean it figuratively. I just mean that your head is like a Doctor Who TARDIS. In it, you can go anywhere. Oh, that doesn't count. Does it? No, it doesn't count, Artie. Does it not? And I ask you why this. So let's say you go, this is what my old, I'm going to quote a lot of holy men today. And why? Because it's a holy